The 2024 presidential election is still 17 months away, but we've already got a crowded Republican field, and it's a somewhat racially and ethnically diverse group. Candidates like Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott are talking about their identities on the trail while also trying to appeal to a voting base that's mostly white, NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
When former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley held a town hall with CNN recently, she talked about her family's experience as immigrants.
It was difficult at first. You know, we were the only Indian family. We weren't white enough to be white. We weren't black enough to be black. They didn't know who we were, what we were, or why we were there.
She also talked about how these experiences informed decisions she made as governor, including her decision to remove a Confederate flag from the state's capital. She then referred back to immigration in a different way when talking about policy.
We will do a national E-Verify program. We will defund sanctuary cities once and for all. We will go back to remain in Mexico because guess what? Nobody wants to remain in Mexico. We will keep the provisions of Title 42. And instead of catch and release, we will go to catch and deport.
Candidates of color in the Republican Party have to navigate their identity, but in a way that appeals to a voting base that is less diverse than the country as a whole. It's also a group that's increasingly being motivated by views that are anti-immigration and anti-diversity and inclusion, says Omar Wasso, a political science professor at UC Berkeley.
The challenge for someone like Nikki Haley, as a child of immigrants who has thrived and succeeded, is that she has to both articulate an idea that says, you know, everyone can belong here in a party which has become increasingly vocal about the idea that this is a white Christian nation.
Republican strategist Alex Conant worked with Senator Marco Rubio, also a child of immigrants, during his 2016 presidential run. He says a candidate's background and their story are very important.
But they also need to recognize that presidential politics is also about the future. And so I think while they need to own their story, they also have to have a clear vision of where they want to lead the country. And I think ultimately that's what voters base their decision on. Is this person's agenda consistent with what my hopes and dreams are?
But that doesn't mean that Republican candidates of color can completely avoid discussing race. Sarah Sadwani, a politics professor at Pomona College, says there was a time when Republican candidates could shy away from these issues, but that's not true anymore.
And I think when we're in this time period in which a very mobilized faction of the MAGA Trump conservatives are espousing this type of white grievance politics, I think they're going to have questions for Republican candidates of color about how loyal they will actually be to the party platform that they want to see advanced.
Tim Scott, the only Black Republican in the U.S. Senate, has long tried to thread that needle as a lawmaker and now as a presidential candidate. During an appearance on The View recently, he said that he thought his story is a sign that the country has made progress when it comes to issues of race. He also dismissed any claims that his party's policies stand in the way of more progress.
It's not Republicans or Democrats. Frankly, both sides of the aisle can do a better job on the issue of race. And frankly, my side of the aisle, I think, is doing a fabulous job of making progress.
And while these candidates showcase some diversity in the party's leadership, Pomona College's Sarah Sadwani says it's a big question what effect this will have on the party's nominating process.
It's just unclear if the Republican voter base is actually going to respond and receive that in a way that would get them to the top spot on the slate.
For now, this is highly unlikely for candidates like Senator Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, or Vivek Ramaswamy. White men in the field continue to pull ahead of everyone else. But Sadwani says most of these candidates of color could be a smart pick for vice president. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.